Welcome to another episode on Word for Today. This is for everyone who wants to become a better version of themselves. We are grateful for listeners like you. So let's get right into it. Hey friends, it's Funmilayo Adekwaju. Welcome to Word for Today. 15 days are already gone in this year. Some people are still in the euphoria of, it's a new year, while others have started eating their goals. My question to you is, do you have a plan? I'll be sharing on creating a workable plan for the year. You know, many people wish to go through life without acting. I was sharing with someone some days ago that 2023 is just another year if you don't plan and follow through. Only expect something to change if you are ready to change or do something differently. Never leave everything to God. That is irresponsibility. You must do your part and be rest assured that God's part is settled. Stanley Judge says, a good plan is like a road map. It shows the final destination and usually the best way to get there. That's so profound, and that's what I'll be sharing with you today. So let me quickly give you steps to creating a plan. Number one, define your goal in writing. Making an effective action plan starts with defining and documenting the end goal. You want to start by asking the right question. How can I become healthier? How can I become financially independent? Or how can I lose weight? How can I grow spiritually? Whatever thing is a concern for you, or what is that thing, that vision in your heart that you want to accomplish? Then ask the right questions around it. Then begin to document your answers to the questions using the SMART framework. SMART means specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. Never set a goal that is not within this framework, else you'll be overwhelmed. You could decide to write one goal for every aspect of life, like I do on a yearly basis. One major goal for every aspect of life: spiritual, financial, physical and health and well-being, mental and mind development, marriage, parenting and relationships, career and business, contribution, ministry and impact. Very, very crucial. And number two, divide the goals into quarterly milestones. You know, breaking a goal into discrete milestones helps you to worry less about the finishing line, and then you treat each mini goal as a necessary step towards realizing your plan. That is the power of 90 days. This principle has helped me to achieve remarkable things in my life. I can do another video on the power of 90 days. You want to also try it out. Break that yearly goal into quarterly goals and you see how much you are able to achieve. Number three, identify the resources needed to achieve your goals. It is not just about a setting goal. You must break it down and ask yourself, what people and knowledge resources do I need to achieve these goals? What skills do I need to acquire to achieve my goal? What kind of people do I need to connect with in my life to achieve this goal? What technology resource do I need? What tools do I need? How can I leverage technology? What financial or time resources do I need? Do I need money to achieve this goal? If your answer is yes, how much do you need? And how can I raise this fund? Is my current savings enough to achieve this goal? If no, what else can I do? How can I begin to create another stream of income to achieve this goal? So you see how everything connects together. You're already setting financial goal as you're asking yourself those questions. You're already setting relationship goals. You're already setting mental goal for yourself on the kind of skill you need to acquire, the kind of knowledge you need, the kind of training you need to achieve your goal. Number four, break it down.
those quarterly milestones, break it down into monthly, weekly, and daily schedules. And you need to be specific as much as possible. You could use a calendar or a planner to help you out. You know, assigning a timeline for every task helps you to stay disciplined. Having smaller milestones, of course, it helps you to stay motivated also and monitor your progress along the way. This helps your productivity a great deal because you discover that when you break it down into weekly and daily schedule, you ask yourself, what is it that I've accomplished today? It helps you to get rid of irrelevancies to your destiny, things that are not relevant to where you're going. So you waste limited time and you optimize time a lot. Number five, create a visual representation of your goal, those milestones and schedules. It could be a board, it could be a Gantt chart, a flow chart, a spreadsheet, whatever tool that you found, you know, useful. You know, that is what successful people call the vision board. You can't see any successful man without a vision board. You know, you create a visual representation, what you see every day. It helps your imagination. What you see, what you focus on, your life attracts. And you know, don't just write down the plan. Keep it where you can access it. And that is how, you know, these tools can actually be helpful. That is where most people fail in achieving their goals because they only document without constant reinforcement. Creating a plan is just the starting point. Following through is where the work lies. And number six, review, reflect, and refine your goals as you journey on in the course of the year. Let me leave you with these quotes. Number one is by Hans Glint. He says, the sooner you start planning your life, the sooner you will live the life you dream of. And that is just the truth. The second one is by Napoleon Hill, who says, plan your work and work your plan. I'd love you to share with us in the comment section. Let us know how you were able to get along in creating your own plan and if this has been helpful for you. Do not delay any further. Now is the time to act. I'll see you next time on WFT. God bless you.
Keep winning and have an amazing day.